Good morning. I'm Jeff Reed with an ESPN 1270 news update. A jury has awarded about $10 million in damages to nearly 70 residents near Zanesville who argue that they were denied public water service for nearly 50 years because they're black. The verdict Thursday in U.S. District Court in Columbus involved residents of Coal Run Road who were seeking damages from Muskingum County, the East Muskingum Water Authority, and the city of Zanesville, all denied any discrimination. The case was filed in 2003 after the Ohio Civil Rights Commission concluded that the residents were victims of discrimination. Last night, the Guernsey County Board of Elections set the scene for the county commissioner's race this fall. After hearing the testimony of several local residents on July 1st, the board delivered their decision. In a unanimous vote, the board overruled and denied the protests against Fred Shimp. According to the Board of Elections, Shimp holds no positions in the Democratic Party, did not vote as a Democrat in the past election, and the disassociation announcement he made in March was made in good faith. The Board of Elections says that, according to Ohio Secretary of State, the fact that Shimp holds office gained while running as a Democrat does not preclude him from seeking another office running as an independent. And the Rolling Hills Local School District Board of Education said goodbye to Superintendent Gary Norris last night. Norris officially leaves the district at the end of July, with new Superintendent Tom Perkins taking the reins on August 1st. Our forecast today, mostly sunny, mid-80s, mostly clear tonight. Look for a low in the mid-60s.